What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Football Frenzy.
Yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Fantasy Football Frenzy on a Friday. Shout out to the Goon Squad. Come, Triple A. It is Friday, December 13th, here in Studio 34. I am your host, the closer, Chris Ventra. I am your boy. And, of course, my boys, Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, and George Kurtz joined me last night. Lamar Jackson put a little, you know, like a little signature on the MVP. Wouldn't you say, Fantasy Taz?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. The guy is just getting it done, continues to get it done. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, there was really no reason to worry with him. Even if he got pulled early, it was probably because he scored crazy amounts and really didn't really get pulled out early. So
he should have. I'm surprised he didn't. I guess they just want to make sure he wins MVP. I'm not sure, though. George, what were your thoughts on the game last night?
Well, you know, after watching the game carefully, I've come to the conclusion that his calf is okay. You know, I think it's going to be okay to start him this week. I hope you started him. I don't know what's worse. If you benched him and you're hoping to get some points from somebody else this weekend, or if you played him this week. Think about it. Not only did you play against them, and I haven't checked yet because I'm too afraid to see if I'm playing against them. And now it's Friday. It's 1 o'clock. You're down 40 points. Maybe more. I mean, who knows? Maybe the guy had Ingram too, or Marquise Brown or whatever. And, you know, you got to sit there looking at that deficit Friday, Saturday, part of Sunday. That just sucks.
Yeah. Brutal. You got to basically soak it in and say, I need somebody on my team to get me at least 35 points, probably. Something like, you need one guy to pop off big to compensate. And, you know, the way he does it at quarterback is crazy. I know some leagues, it was 6-point passing touchdown. You know, my cousin's in the semifinals. He played Lamar. He put up 46 fantasy points. It's ridiculous. I think they know, too, the Ravens. I think they knew the fantasy playoffs are here. So they were definitely trying to, you know, put some cherries on
cares.
Top. The Jets, I mean, listen, Bell, once again, 10 fantasy points, depending on the format you're playing, 11 maybe.
Patrick Blair doesn't look so bad now, does he?
Yeah. I mean, let's say you started him in the flex and you got two other really good running backs in there. I don't think you're kicking yourself, you know what I'm saying? I don't
think there's any way you were starting Bell in your flex.
If you got two other really good running backs. Oh, yeah, well, you're not
sure. Then you should have had a better wide receiver.
You're right, you can't start him in the flex.
That's a bad move anyway.
You could have two other really good running backs, and, you know, might work out. And,
but what George is saying, in a PPR league, then most wide receivers were more valuable.
Right, than Bell, too. And you would have benched Bell. Bell was a running back, too. Anything, I don't think I would have started him. And listen, you could have that sort of team where you only have three great running backs and no wide receivers. But, I mean, I would have started with more, a lot of running backs, not a lot of wide receivers.
So wait,
the Jets just don't know how to use them.
So you guys think,
they just don't.
You guys think that it's always better? You think you should be starting wide receivers in the flex over running backs for the most part?
In PPR?
Yeah.
Unless they're running backs that catch passes. Right. Yeah, a lot of times I do.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense because there's more of
them. How many people have three great running backs?
It is rare.
It's not even an option. When I go, I guess my Bell. No, Bell is usually, it was my number. I only have him in one league. I'm still not sure if I'm in the playoffs in that league or not. But he was my draft choice, running back one. He's my running back two now, and I would never even consider him in the flex. I don't have anybody else to put as a running back two over him.
Yeah, no, it's hard. The only way you really might have is if you drafted two running backs in the first two rounds, and maybe you got Fournette and Chubb or something like that, and then maybe got another good one
later or something like that. Right. I could see that, sure.
Right.
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, I usually don't do that. I don't think I've ever drafted two running backs in the first two rounds. I don't think I ever did that.
Well, I've done that plenty of times.
Yeah, I've done that plenty of times. Yeah, I'm a BPA guy, so if that's what it falls, that's how it falls.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I have a hard time trusting running backs. I trust the elite wide receivers. I like to get them early and often.
That's the big phrase.
Yeah, you got bit by the elite wide receivers this year, too, outside of most.
You're right. And actually, we got a stat for that. Let's throw it up. Because I don't think we did the wide receivers. So, yeah, I think it was five wide receivers drafted as top 12, currently still are in the top 12 right now. And that's Hopkins, Michael Thomas, who's number one, obviously, Mike Evans, who's now out for the season, Keenan Allen, and Amari Cooper. Those are the five that stayed within the top 12. Seven who came in to the top 12, Godwin, of course, Julian Edelman, having a great year, is getting touchdowns this year, Cooper Kupp, DJ Chark, he's also out, Galladay, DJ Moore, quietly having a great, consistent season, and Allen Robinson. Now, these guys, Godwin, Edelman, Kupp, Chark, well, not Chark, Galladay, Moore, and Robinson, all of them besides Chark, to me, are guys that you drafted pretty high anyway. They were wide receiver twos or threes, or high-end wide receiver threes and solid wide receiver twos, right? For the most part, Godwin went in the third, fourth round. Edelman went in the third round. Kupp, because of the injury, dropped, but he would have been a second or third rounder. Who knows? Galladay was a third rounder. DJ Moore was a fourth rounder or a fifth rounder. He was falling in some drafts. And Allen Robinson dropped a little because last year he had an inconsistent season. So
Allen Robinson dropped because he's had inconsistency for quite a few years.
Yeah. Well, he was hurt for a whole season.
He was hurt for a lot of that time, but he hasn't really been a consistent fantasy producer since he left Jacksonville, and that was in the early days of his time in Jacksonville.
Hello?
Yes, Chris.
I lost Jim. I did not hear him. Are you there,
Jim?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, he hasn't really been relevant since his early days, back when he was really putting up touchdowns. He hasn't done much since.
Yeah. He had that season with the Jags, 1,400-something yards, receiving like 14 touchdowns. Monster season with the Jags. I think that was with Blake Bortles. All right, be right back. Fantasy Football Frenzy on a Friday. We'll take your calls when we come back right here. Make sure you get on the grid. Shout out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
All right, shout out to the Pit, Boston Bryant, Alex Paisano, as they call him now, and the crew. Fantasy Football Frenzy, make sure you catch us every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Sports Grid Network, on the YouTube page, Zumo TV Channel 719, Pluto TV Channel 517, iHeartRadio, Stir, wherever you guys listen to anything. Podcasts, streams, whatever it is. All right. Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, George Kurtz, your boy, the closer, Chris Ventra, and we're off. By the way, just a shout out and a game ball to Lamar Jackson. All right. Because you passed Michael Vick for the most rushing yards by a quarterback of all time in a single season. So shout out to him for that. He deserves it. He's a beast. And he'll probably, I mean, at this point, I don't see how he doesn't win MVP. The team's too good. He's too good. It's ridiculous. I want to see how many total yards does he have.
Let's get past that discussion.
Why?
Let's get into next year's discussion.
Yeah.
Where do you draft him?
Good
now,
point.
Remember,
1,100 yards rushing. Yeah.
You're coming off a season last year where Mahomes blew everybody away. Everybody wanted to draft him in the first round. We said no. What do you do next year with Lamar Jackson?
He's going to be the first quarterback off the board, obviously, right?
Most likely.
And he'll go in the first round.
So would you take him in the first round?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I would.
It's kind of hard, I think, in my opinion, it's going to be kind of hard for him to replicate this season.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened to Mahomes, Everybody expected big things out of Mahomes again, and, you know, he's come back down to earth.
Right.
Defenses are going to have a full season to go over all of his work, figure him out maybe a little bit more. I don't know. I think if he's a first-round draft pick, I don't know if I can pull that trigger.
Yeah, because right now he's got 40 touchdowns and 6 picks. Like, that's probably not happening again. And not to mention, what really worries me about Lamar, and I love him, I think he's great, super talented, everything like that. I always liked him. But I think this is where it's like, it comes a point where you're thinking like RG3. Is it the same thing that happened to RG3 going to happen to him? Because he runs so much that eventually he's going to get popped and really get hurt bad. I mean, last night he got popped real bad.
Oh, he did. That was a rough shot. Yeah.
And he's skinny, man. Like, he needs to put some meat on his bones because he's skinny. I don't know. He's evasive. I get it. He runs out of bounds. He usually plays it smart, but you can't always play it smart. Like, you're going to get popped. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. So that's what worries me. I don't think I could spend a first-round pick on him when I have that looming in the back of my mind. And I'm sure that's looming in the back of almost everybody's mind. If you could confidently grab him in the first round, sure. I mean, go for it. But you definitely need a backup. Definitely need a backup, I think. He's had a great season. No hiccups. But there's going to be an injury along the way here. He's just not going to have a normal quarterback career that just goes on and on without much injury, like a lot of these other quarterbacks do. It's just not going to happen. He's going to have an injury at some point. Just runs too much. I think I'll go back and reinvest into Josh Allen, because he won't be as expensive. I could probably get him in the 10th, 8th round or something like that, you know? Or do you think he goes higher? Because quietly, he's having a
still going to be a lot of good quarterbacks next year. So I think there's still going to be a lot of good quarterbacks late. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure that you're going to start paying a discounted price on Mahomes after this year. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Watson probably after this year. So you can get those guys a little later. And, you know, heck, if I can get either one of those guys in, you know, 7th round or so, I mean, to me, I'd take that over Lamar in the first almost every time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I know there was one league, a couple leagues where I drafted quarterbacks early, Pat Mahomes in one. I'm out. I'm not in the playoffs. Carson Wentz, I drafted early in one league. I'm out. All of the leagues where I drafted a quarterback early, I'm out. Leagues where I drafted Lamar Jackson, I'm in, obviously. But it was the late quarterbacks, Josh Allen. Those teams are the teams that are my best team. So I might just play it safe like that again and draft quarterback late. It's been the theory for a long time. It's worked. Right, George? Has it worked for you?
Well, I play in more 2-quarterback leagues than anything else. Superflex league. So I changed the thinking a little bit. But in your standard leagues, no, I won't be taking Lamar Jackson in round one. That's not going to happen. I'm not that kind of player. As Jim said earlier, I wait on quarterbacks. There'll be plenty of good quarterbacks next year. You're not getting Deshaun Watson in round 7. He'll be your number 2 quarterback. So he'll go in round 5 or somewhere around there. And I won't have him either. I'll need to have Lamar Jackson. I think the value is probably around round 2. So if he falls to round 4, I'll consider it because he fell. If I'm playing with a whole bunch of guys that are like Jim and I that are waiting, okay, then maybe the value's there where I should take him in round 4. That's how I approach quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. If Deshaun Watson's around in round 6, round 7, the value is there. I'll think about it. You know, because once again, I just like it. If there's no running backs, no wide receivers, fine. But other than that, no. I'll be waiting till round 9, round 10, you double digits, and I'll grab a lower quarterback. Yeah, and I can survive with that. It's nothing against Lamar Jackson. He is great. You know, and I would love to have him. You know, but I don't take any quarterback in round 1. I've not in a 1 quarterback league. I don't think I've ever done it, and I don't plan on doing it. You're talking a super flex. This is a completely different conversation. Yeah. And then it's not a matter of if I'm going to take a quarterback in round 1, but maybe round 2. I might take 2 quarterbacks in the first 3 rounds, depending on how that league is. A Scott Fishbowl. Mm-hmm. I did take Pat Mahomes because I got him in round 2. He slipped a little bit. You sort of have to be able to read your draft people too. Are they going to take quarterbacks early? Are they not? Mahomes went to round 2. I thought he slipped a little bit. I grabbed him there. Didn't work out for me though.
Yeah. I mean,
what happens.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a great comment from the chat room. Gregory Castillo, a longtime Goon Squad member, so thank you, Gregory. He's got a great comment here. He said he's going Nick Mullins once Gucci is gone from San Fran.
I was just going to say, what am I, crazy? I'm not taking Josh Allen. I'm taking Gucci because he's going to go late. Unless he has a really nice end to the season here, he's probably going to rise his draft stock for next year. So maybe I should hope that he doesn't have such a great end of the season.
There are so many good quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, really, that's why you don't need. And I probably wouldn't mind having Garoppolo if I was able to grab him in round 12, round 14 next year. What do I care? Carson Wentz is going to drop like a stone.
Yeah.
In drafts. I don't know. I don't know what Phil Levy's going to do at the wide receiver position. They're going to need one.
Not to mention Cam Newton is going to be back.
I'm not really a big Cam guy anyway, but we'll see where he ends up. That's also important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I will tell you this. Jimmy Garoppolo's 8,400 on FanDuel, the highest-priced quarterback on the Sunday slate.
8,400?
He's more than Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. Well, I can get to more than Patrick Mahomes after the way Patrick's been playing. I mean, he hasn't been getting a lot of fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, of course, Jimmy coming off that great game. But
that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I'll let somebody else have him. Thank you very
Seriously.
Much.
Seriously. I mean, Tannehill is 7,600. He's like the 18th.
Hey, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, the biggest news we haven't talked about is the Giants letting go of Janoris Jenkins, yeah. Their best cornerback, because he said bad words on Twitter.
Yeah.
and, you know,
he used a slur. He wouldn't apologize.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he wasn't. He didn't regret it at all. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, that's got to give Fitzpatrick a huge boom. I mean, you kidding me? That secondary was bad with Jenkins, and he was their best cornerback. Fitzpatrick's got to be licking his chops here saying, man, just get me some receivers on the field and just tell them to run long, get the ball to them.
Yeah.
So to me, I got to work on my rankings after the show, but I think he's going to move up a bunch.
He should. I mean, we now officially, the New York Giants have lost all their good defensive players for the season. They're all gone. I mean,
well, they had good defensive players.
They still got a couple of guys.
Bill Peppers is hurt.
Future.
Who's left?
A couple of defensive linemen. And now that you're asking me, that names just went right out of my freaking head. always the way to happen. I'll think of it. They'll pop back into my head when I stop trying.
All right. Well, give us a call, guys. 347-767-6614 is the number to dial today. Make sure you get on the grid, sports grid, and we'll answer your questions. All round two of the playoffs is do or die. This is it for the ship right here. And we'll break down these games, too, real quick. Talk about some fringe plays, some fringe starters right after this. Sports grid. Shout out to Biebs.
Pro Football Today.
They only win when Adam Gase tries to outsmart them and not run the ball. Give me all the Nick Chubb today.
I agree.
Give me the Nick Chubb prop bet at 92 yards. Give me Nick Chubb in my DFS lineup at 7,900 yards. I think Freddie Kitchens will realize, let me just give the ball to Nick Chubb and that'll work.
Sundays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on the Sports Grid Network. Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Well, more to George, but, I just have to say, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
One thing I got to say is I never saw a team look so dead on the sidelines than the Cowboys did last night. And I'm talking, you know, Miami Dolphins early in the season when they knew they weren't winning and didn't care.
Weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Your money where your mouth is. It's like a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering in college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
There you go right there. Hashtag George Kurtz reads. All right. Switching it up. I like it. I like it. Oh, why is this? Welcome back, Fantasy Football Frenzy. 347-767-6614 is the number to call. Give us your questions. We got some questions in the chat, too, I see. But I did want to do this real quick. Couple of notes. Juju Smith-Schuster likely out this week. So, no Juju. You weren't starting him anyway. Thielen likely to return this week. This is an interesting one, guys. I'm plugging him right back in there. I'll throw him right back in if he's playing without any limitations. Would you agree?
Not a tough matchup.
I don't care.
I'm probably leaning towards starting him.
Yeah, like...
I'd have to be pretty strong at receiver not to. This also makes that question we got earlier. I think it was the show we got earlier in the week about Diggs. Yeah, I'm starting him now, too.
Diggs more with Thielen out there. I agree with that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because Thielen could be a
deep target. I probably would sit Thielen either. Yeah, you know,
it's hard to.
Just gets too many targets.
Yeah, yeah. So, Thielen, plug him in your lineups if you want. Ingram ruled out. Evan Ingram, that is. Looks like he'll probably be just shut down. Kerryon Johnson still eyeing a week 16 return. Greg Olsen, I saw it said he was practicing Friday, then all of a sudden he's ruled out. Yeah. So he's out. So you got Ian Thomas on the table. Devontae Parker sheds non-contact jersey. So there you go right there. There's your news. Parker, fringy. I'd be a little worried. Even though it's against the Giants.
If he clears that concussion protocol. He's going to be in. Once again, Jim just said it. No, Giants are bad in the secondary anyway.
Yeah.
Now no Jenkins? Yeah, I think I have to.
Pretty brutal.
Yeah, I agree. He's absolutely going to start for me if he's on the field.
Okay, so there you go right there. Parker, plug him in if he plays. And that's about it. And last night, obviously, a lot of guys actually did good in terms of fantasy. Yeah, Hollywood Brown, if you started him, he got you a touchdown. It was a nice little catch in the back of the end zone. Nice
Luckily.
Throw from Lamar.
Yeah. We did tell people to start Brown, and I was glad he ended up getting that touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Nothing bothers me more as an analyst than telling people to start somebody that craps out. It bothers me more than losing my own teams or any of that. You know, when I tell somebody to start somebody and they crap out, man, it makes me feel worse than almost anything else we do.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I usually say, if it's real close, go with your gut. But... I think we did good yesterday. We should be happy because we told him to start Lamar. I told a lot of people to start Mark Andrews. He came through 4 for 52 and a touchdown. Hollywood Brown came through. You guys said to start him. And obviously Ingram had a big day. Even on the Jets, I mean, I don't know how many people started Crowder, but Crowder had a big game with 2 touchdowns. Robbie Anderson, I started him in that league. I had to, and I got 10.6 points or 12.6 points because he had the 2-point conversion too. So, not bad. I'll take it. So otherwise, really, nobody busted it except for maybe Bell. I guess you expected more from Bell. Bell still had.
No, I didn't.
Bell still had double-digit fantasy points, but.
Just barely.
Wanted more. Yeah, you wanted more.
This Bell last night made the entire argument against PPR leagues. 2 catches for 1 yard.
Jake Sealy's
if there's anything
right
in fantasy football that shouldn't be worth 2.1 points, it's that.
What did Blake Beely say?
Blake Beely?
Who?
That's what we call him. That's a BFF. Go ahead.
Jakey Jake. He hates PPR leagues, and that's the reason why, what Jim just brought up. Why are we giving points when we got two catches for 1 yard? Well, who got it? Was it Marquise Brown last week caught three passes for minus 2 yards? Yeah. I mean, I get it. But that's why I also believe eventually in fantasy we're going to go to, I call PP1. Not a point for a reception, a point for a first down. You get a first down,
like
you
that.
Get a point. You can't argue. Is there ever a time a first down is bad? Ever?
Yeah.
All right, so I think eventually that's the way it should go. The Scott Fishbowl did that, I think, last year, maybe the year before. And
I was thinking
a great
about this last night. I'm sorry, George. I thought you were done. I was thinking about this last night. What I was thinking about is that nobody gets points for receptions until the yardage exceeds at least, like, let's say 10 yards. I haven't done the math, but I'm just trying to come up with an arbitrary number for the discussion. But let's say, you know, you catch – you know, three passes for 7 yards, you ain't helping your team. Mm-hmm. So you don't get any points in PPR for that. You have to exceed whatever number, you know, ends up working when the final numbers are put together. That, okay, you know, if you exceed that number, then you get all the PPR points for whatever you caught, for whatever the yardage. But until you exceed that number, you don't get anything.
So if you catch three passes for 12 yards, you get one point for a catch?
No, if you catch three passes for 12 yards, you'd get 4.2 because you exceeded the 10.
Right. Okay, right. So you get the three. You get the
three. There's a threshold. Once you pass that threshold, I kind of like that. And you can make it different for each position. Maybe a running back, it's 18 yards. A receiver, it's 42 yards. A tight end, I don't know, 20, just 24, just throwing numbers out there. You can make it different for each position. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I like for the running back because, you know, the standard guys like Derrick Henry's out there, Chris Carson's, who don't catch a ton of passes and, you know, they have to get touchdowns and have over 100 yards rushing. Maybe for every 25 yards rushing, you get a point. I like that too. I think you should get some points for passing certain, I guess you could say thresholds or markers.
Thresholds.
Markers, like, you know, 25 yards, 50-yard marker, 75-yard marker, 100-yard marker, you get it, you know. So now you get to 100 yards, you get an extra 4 points. I think that'd be good for standard those running backs that don't catch passes. That would add quite a few. That's like four catches. You know, Nick Chubb gets 100 yards rushing, but one catch. You add 4 points to that. Now he had a big day, you know, and it's like having four catches for them. So I think that's a good idea, too, because standard, I just can't play standard. I don't
standard
know.
Is
I can't
garbage.
Do it. Yeah, I can't do it.
It's look, just... it for me, it's all about they're really, it really limits the player pool.
Mm-hmm.
It just does. You play standard, there's just so many players that are absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to get you 100 yards. Most of them don't score. And if they don't do either, then you're looking at 5-6 points a week. It really limits the player pool. And that's my big thing against it.
Right. Like guys like Tariq Cohen, Chris Thompson, Duke Johnson, these guys are absolutely not used whatsoever in standard. Like they're not doing anything. You know what I mean? Because their catches is what keeps them afloat right now. They don't run the ball much, so it's true. It really limits the player pool. All right, let's go. Let's break it down. Once again, 347-767-6614, number to dial. Shout out to the Goon Squad. All right, let's start with the first game on the slate, which is the Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers, okay? Which I'll do the spread real quick. All right. Bears at Packers are +3.5 and over under 40.5 for the game. But I have some fringe players that I wrote here as well. David Montgomery. Now I know it may not be fringe to some people, but like Montgomery hasn't really been a guy you can trust. So
has it? Why do you hedge it like that? He's been nobody you could trust.
Okay. True. He had the double digit fantasy point day 2 weeks ago. That was about it. Aaron Rodgers also. I mean, at this point, in this tough matchup, these are two guys right here that I think are tough starts in week 15. So what do you guys think of these two guys? Would you start them in week 15? Would you be inclined to? Do you trust them or are they a bust? George Kirk.
I'm sorry, I missed the names. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Montgomery and Aaron Rodgers.
You know, Rodgers against... He's done pretty well against Chicago in the past.
Mm.
So I you know, I'd probably run him out. I forget where I actually have him this week. I have him at 10. So, you know, in normal one QB leagues, I'm probably starting him in most leagues.
Okay.
But, you know, Do I love it? He's been so up and down. It's definitely tough.
Right. Like, there's a lot of other quarterbacks I like ahead of him this week.
As far as Montgomery, no, don't trust Montgomery at all.
So you wouldn't start Montgomery? Okay.
I have a hard time starting Montgomery. Yeah. I know Green Bay could be run on, but
right.
if they start putting up some points, then that changes that right away.
Yep.
And, you know, Trubisky has never done well against Green Bay. He always struggles against them, including the first game earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's playing better right now, and I get that. And Robinson is playing lights out, but, man, it's so hard to, you know, when he's played like nothing against them, you know, through his first four or five games, I think it is. I'm not sure. It's just hard to trust.
Yeah. I think he's on that bubble where you might have to, like, I'm starting him in GST because just don't really have anyone else. You know, I'm not starting Jonathan Williams doesn't even play anymore. Tariq Cohen, Carlos Hyde, Ronald Jones, Bo Scarborough. I'm starting Montgomery over all those guys. So,
oh, Bo Scarborough's hurt and hasn't really practiced all week anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, Scarborough, I mean, I was going to start him anyway. The other one would have been maybe Ronald Jones, but right now Montgomery's in there. So you might have to start Montgomery.
See, this is running back's probably play Ronald Jones over him.
Yeah? See, I don't know if I could do that.
Montgomery doesn't catch those damn passes, and Ronald Jones hopefully will catch a couple.
Interesting. All right.
Look, it really comes down to how injured is, you know, Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to have trouble throwing the ball? And if so, maybe they try to grind it out on the ground.
Right. I think you're right about the game script here. If Green Bay takes a big lead early, it could be bad. But Green Bay hasn't beat up anybody, and they've been playing bad teams. Bad teams, and they're barely winning these games. So I think the Bears could keep this one close. Montgomery will get a lot of touches. I feel safe about that, but like you said, I don't know if he's going to produce with that. And I don't know how many pass catches he's going to have. All right, when we come back, we'll break down the rest of these games. Take your calls here on the Sports Grid Network. Get on the grid. Fantasy Football Frenzy on a hot Friday, December 13th. Be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Yes. That. Nice song to come back to.
A Long Island guy, just like George.
There you go right there. There's a Football Frenzy on a Friday. Last chance. ask us your question. 347-767-6614 is the number to dial. We're breaking down the games anyway. Talking Bears, Packers. And I think we went over all the guys that we needed to. I mean, obviously, you're starting Devontae Adams. Obviously, you're starting Allen Robinson, I think, at this point. Anthony Miller is an interesting one, too. I think you're starting him for the most part. I'm inclined to start the way he's been playing lately. I think Anthony Miller is a solid wide receiver 3 to start this week. What do you think, George?
This is the worst weather game of the weekend. It's going to be 12 degrees in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cold.
Yeah.
You can say all you want. Oh, it's just no wind. It's cold. And then when it's cold, they don't throw the ball. They're going to try and run it out here. So I am probably not starting Anthony Miller.
Really?
Not if I have other options here. I don't think it's going to be a big throwing game for either side. I just don't. Aaron Rodgers, I have a choice. I think it's in the Pitt League of Rodgers or Ryan. I don't love Ryan this week either. But
yeah.
San Fran is banged up, and I'm probably going to have to go to that direction. As I think Jim pointed out earlier, Rodgers really hasn't done anything anyway. And then you throw in the coldness here, Chicago, pretty good, damn good defense. I'm probably going to have to go Ryan that league, even though right now I think I still have Rodgers in my lineup. But I'm not liking the cold weather here. The wind is nothing, 7 miles an hour around, so it should be okay. And it will be sunny, no precipitation. There's no precipitation at all in the NFL this weekend as of right now.
Interesting.
So, but the cold scares me a little bit. I think outside of my stars here, I don't think I'm starting anybody else.
Yeah. Funny that you have Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan. And it's like you almost don't want to start either of them.
Right.
And you would have thought of that. No one would have thought that before the season. You know what I mean?
Like, I had Lamar Jackson. I don't.
Yeah, but we say that every year about some players.
I mean, these are two guys that have been doing it for a long time, though, Jim.
Ryan's every other year. I can't. Rodgers, yes. Ryan, no. I mean,
yeah, Ryan is definitely every other year. Every odd year, he sucks.
I'll tell you this. Wait, you think he sucks? I think his stats, career-wise, are better than Big Ben, Phillip Rivers, and Eli Manning. If you look at it, now he doesn't have the body of work they do, but he's been relatively, you know, more consistent than those guys and better overall. Yeah, he's.
If Matt Ryan played in a bigger market, let's say Dallas, where they crucified Romo, they would crucify Ryan. Same thing, can't win the big games.
Yeah.
He did get to a Super Bowl, but they.
They should have won that Super Bowl.
They should have won that, but still, he's choked other times as well. He's lucky he plays in a city like Atlanta. He played in Dallas, New York. Yeah, you know, it's one of those types. But yeah, they would crucify him. You know, he's a really good quarterback. But
he's always had great weapons and great supporting cast. He went from Roddy White to Julio Jones. He had who was the guy that was always reliable for Atlanta when Roddy was there? And I forget his name. He always had nice little wide receivers. They had Tony Gonzalez at one point at tight end. Even though at the end of his career, he's still a reliable tight end. You know, running backs. He had Freeman for a while, and then before that, I think it was.
We had the Dirty Bird guy, whose name I can't remember.
Well,
Jamal Anderson?
No. Was it Jamal Anderson? I know Steven Jackson came at one point, but that was a while ago.
He was done.
I think Matt Ryan was on the team, though.
He might have been, but
yeah,
Jackson wasn't really all that much with them.
Yeah, but he's always had, like, I feel like, good supporting cast for him.
Yeah, he's had good weapons.
Yeah. So I get it. He has had up and down seasons, but for the most part, he's been pretty consistent throughout his career. I mean, it's hard to knock the guy. And I know this year it hasn't been what you wanted from Matt Ryan, but yeah, I don't know how you start him this week. I wouldn't want to start Ryan or Rodgers this week, to be honest, but who would have thought saying that?
I don't think I have a choice, so it's yeah. One of them.
Yeah, I guess you got to go with Ryan at San Francisco after the way they got torched. By Breeze, so there you go right there. All right, let's do Broncos at Chiefs, guys. Broncos are +9.5 on the road here. 45.5 is the over-under. What are we doing here? I have two fringe players here, too. I got Royce Freeman and Slammin' Sammy Watkins. It's hard to start him. He's really been.
Shoot me if I start Walker to any league, okay? I am not starting Sammy Walker.
Me and Frank were talking about this earlier. He has to start Sammy, maybe, because it's between Sammy and someone else that he didn't want to start either.
Go pick up Rashad Perryman. I'd start him over Watkins.
Really?
I would.
Damn. Come on, Sammy. It's supposed to be better than this, Sammy, man.
Oh, Mike Evans, though. They're going to throw the ball. Winston, they said he threw the ball fine today. He had velocity, he had accuracy. I mean, once again, what are they going to say? He sucked. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. But if you believe the reports, he looked good. No Mike Evans, so someone else got to catch the ball there besides Godwin. And Godwin's going to see a lot of Darius Slay.
Wait, are you talking about Watkins?
Or picking up Perriman.
Perriman, yeah.
Yeah, I would go Perriman.
Okay.
I'm playing him in a couple of my leagues. I got no choice in a couple of them, so I got to.
He'll produce for you, trust me. You're talking about Perriman or Watkins right now?
Perriman.
I don't
trust Watkins.
I think Watkins is going to have a big week.
I don't trust Watkins enough that I'm playing Perriman.
Every time I say Watkins is going to have a big week, he has a big week.
I hate Perriman, by the way.
You did it once, Chris. You're still living off that two-touchdown game.
I did it twice. Remember the first week of the season? He exploded. This season, he was like the best wide receiver.
He can't do it. I'm not saying he can't do it.
Yeah.
He absolutely can.
Yeah.
In that offense, he absolutely can.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But trusting him in week 15 after this season?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's not
going to happen.
Remember, Mahomes has the hand injury. It's still, he's still a little banged up there. They might run the ball more than usual. I don't see how you can. No.
How about this? Conley or Watkins? Chris Conley or Sammy Watkins?
Conley?
Okay. George, for you too?
I don't really love each, though. I'd rather not start either, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have Perriman above both.
Yeah, me too.
I think you might be able to convince me with Watkins there, but that's more of a coin flip.
Because of the
team.
I'll
tell you what. I'll go you one better, Chris. I got Justin Watson above both of those guys.
Wow. You got all the Tampa Bay Bucks above everybody.
Yeah, because they still throw the ball, and I'm counting on Winston to still throw the ball. We'll see.
You're right.
I may go down in flames, but Watson had more targets than Perriman last week, too, because he played a good amount in the slot. So hopefully that plays out again.
Yeah, I'm saying you got to be careful of with Tampa Bay here is that they blow Detroit out. I know it sounds weird. Tampa Bay blowing anyone out sounds weird, but Detroit is brutal at this point.
But if they blow them out, then they had to get the points somewhere.
Right, you got your points already. That's never a worry for me.
That might be all Godwin and Rojo.
No, that's what people were panicking about last night with Lamar Jackson. Well, what if they sit him in the fourth quarter? Well, by then you've gotten a million points by the fourth quarter. Who cares? Yes, I never understand that. No, I'll take my chance if they blow them out that you got your points from everybody.
In the terms that Detroit doesn't score a lot of points either, they could beat them, 21-7 or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Blow has gone back to being Blow, so it's going to be hard.
So there you go.
I think he's Blow this week.
You think he's Blow
this week? Because Tampa Bay's secondary. All right, I got you. By the way, Watkins had 8 targets last week, just so you know. So targets are there, but he's just not good.
Catch him?
Yeah, exactly. Royce Freeman, too, another guy I probably wouldn't start. Lindsey is the guy that obviously in a PPR you go the Lindsey route. So I don't think I would start Freeman this week, guys, especially if game script gets out of hand. Houston Texans at Tennessee.
Let me ask you a quick question, and this is pertinent because people are all over this.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Darius Slayton this week after his week last week? I'm worried. First of all, for two reasons. First, he's never put back-to-back good weeks together yet on the season. It's always been a good week, a bad week, good week, a bad week. And it just hasn't come consistently, which is expected for most rookie wide receivers.
Right.
But then the other side of the coin is it's Eli.
Eli did like Slayton.
Is it going to be the Eli of the second quarter or is it going to be the Eli of the second half? Yeah.
How could you not trust Slayton at this point, though? I don't know.
It's not Slayton. Again, I just laid out why.
I get it.
Consistent, and it's been an on-again, off-again love affair with the guy. Look, to me, it comes down with if you're facing a guy who had Lamar Jackson and you need somebody who has that kind of upside, then I say go for Slayton. I take Slayton over Perriman in that kind of situation.
Yes.
Where I think I need those extra points. Slayton is a guy who has multiple times this year scored 2 touchdowns. So that's the upside effect. If you need safe, I don't like Slayton this week.
This is my thing, though. Everything points to positive signs for him. Playing Miami at home. Miami, you could torch.
Eli Manning,
quarterback last week. He got 32.4 fantasy points last week on 8 targets.
In one quarter, I get it.
Yeah.
He did in that one quarter, and then Eli went back to being Eli.
3 weeks before that, 9 targets, also had 10 fantasy points, 7 targets, 10 fantasy points, 14 targets, 34 fantasy points. He's been great. I know what you're saying.
You don't sound like you know what I'm saying.
But there's just so many good.
I just said he has that kind of upside, absolutely.
Right. What's the downside?
But he also puts in a bunch of, down games in the middle.
They weren't.
Look, in week 15, I'm not looking for 10 points. Yeah. I don't want 10 points in week 15.
I'll take 10 from my flex. I don't want it, but I'll take 10. But you're right. I mean, listen, a lot of positive signs here for Slayton. What about Golden Tate? After that's more concerning to me. Golden Tate last week, one catch for 11 yards on 5 targets. The week before, nothing. And, you know, I mean, it's he was great before that. Yeah, I don't know about Golden Tate either. That's fringy for me, too. What do you think, George? Golden Tate?
I don't know if the Dolphins can get enough consistent pass pressure on Eli to make him nervous, because I think that's what really where Eli suffers.
Right.
He sees the rushy field. He's just been around too long, and he just starts throwing off his back foot, and I'm going to get hit. I understand what Jim's saying, though. I don't trust Eli either. Let's say 15-mile-per-hour winds are going on Giants Day, and it's not – I'm usually at the borderline of 18, but for Eli, that could affect them as well. I mean, Jim's right. I mean, those touchdowns to Slayton last week, one with defensive back fell, and one was blown coverage.
Right.
I mean, you take that away, and Eli was just awful, atrocious. I know it was played in the quagmire, so well, yeah, you give him some credit for that. But it is the Dolphins' defense, and they don't have much of one. I mean, this game could be a shootout for both quarterbacks here. Of the wide receivers we've named, I still go Slayton over Perriman. I do. Gold Tate probably is right around the Perriman range. I think
Slayton over Tate?
Yeah, yeah. I think Tate is – I think he's the 10-point guy. Slayton, you have a chance. Slayton could be a bust, give you 6, but he could give you 16, 18. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm sort of leaning towards Slayton there.
Depends on what you need. If you need safe, then I don't like Slayton. If you need that upside, if your opponent already started Lamar Jackson or Mark Ingram and got that big healthy lead on Thursday night, then I'd take Slayton. Absolutely. You know, he's got the upside to get you that, you know, 25 to 30 point game. He does. Mm-hmm. But just like George said, he could just as easily give you a 6.
Right.
I've got him ranked Slayton, Perriman, Tate.
Okay. So I'm going to throw another guy in there. Curtis Samuel or Slayton. Slayton, right?
Easy? Yeah, Samuel does it. Again, it comes down to the upside. Samuel's been okay.
Yeah, he's up and down.
He is definitely up and down.
They're playing that Seattle.
But a lot of that is the quarterback play.
Right.
They're all in the same tier. I mean, everyone we're naming is in the same tier here. It really comes down to personal choice.
It really
comes down to which one gets lucky and actually catches the ball.
Who gets a touchdown? Who gets a touchdown is going to have the bigger day.
Right. And this is where you look at the matchups, too. But both matchups
are
really good.
They're all good matchups.
Yeah, they're all good matchups.
Anyway, Dolphins are playing the Seattle. I mean, the Seattle. The Seahawks. No great secondaries there. I mean, they all should have decent games here.
Yeah, I mean, they should. And then you got guys in the same tier like Mike Williams, AJ Brown.
Then again, Curtis Samuel was against the Falcons last week, whose secondary is suspect at best.
Right.
And does nothing. Catches 3 passes for 17 yards.
Yeah, it's hard banking on some of these wide receivers. Last one before the break. Tyler Boyd, you trust him this week at home against New England?
No.
No?
No, it's Gilmore.
All right. Yeah, I do not.
Can't, right? Completely shut out. Even though Boyd's been pretty consistent. All right. Fantasy Football Frenzy on a Friday. Hit us up on Twitter. Good luck. Championship is up next after this week. All right. See you guys later. Make sure you get on the grid. DFS are up next.
Later.
Are you
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
I'm gonna miss you.
Here's what you missed on Fantasy Football Frenzy.
I didn't want it to end.
I'm pretty sure that you're going to start paying a discounted price on Mahomes after this year. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Watson probably after this year. So you can get those guys a little later. And, you know, heck, if I can get either one of those guys in, you know, seventh round or so, I mean, to me, I'd take that over Lamar in the first almost every time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I know there was one league, a couple leagues where I drafted quarterbacks early, Pat Mahomes in one, I'm out. I'm not in the playoffs. Carson Wentz, I drafted early in one league, I'm out. All the leagues where I drafted a quarterback early, I'm out. Leagues where I drafted Lamar Jackson, I'm in, obviously. But it was the late quarterbacks, Josh Allen, those teams are the teams that are my best team. So I might just play it safe like that again and draft quarterback late. It's been the theory for a long time. It's worked, right, George? Has it worked for you?
Well, I play in more two quarterback leagues than anything else. Superflex league. So that changed the thinking a little bit. But in your standard leagues, no, I won't be taking Lamar Jackson in round one. That's not going to happen. I'm not that kind of player. As Jim said earlier, I wait on quarterbacks. There'll be plenty of good quarterbacks next year. You're not getting Deshaun Watson in round seven. He'll be your number two quarterback. So he'll go in round five or somewhere around there. And I won't have him either. I'll need to have Lamar Jackson. I think the value is probably around round two. So if he falls to round four, I'll consider it because he fell. If I'm playing with a whole bunch of guys that are like Jim and I that are waiting, okay, then maybe the value's there where I should take him in round four. That's how I'll approach quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. If Deshaun Watson's around in round six, round seven, the value is there. I'll think about it. You know, because once again, I just like it. If there's no running backs, no wide receivers, fine. But other than that, no. I'll be waiting till round nine, round 10, double digits, and I'll grab a lower quarterback. You know, and I can survive with that. It's nothing against Lamar Jackson. He is great. You mm-hmm. know, and I would love to have him. You know, but I don't take any quarterback in round one. I'm not in one quarterback league. I don't think I've ever done it, and I don't plan on doing it. You're talking a super flex, this is a completely different conversation. Yeah. And then it's not a matter of if I'm going to take a quarterback in round one, but maybe round two. I might take two quarterbacks in the first three rounds, depending on how that league is. A Scott Fishbowl. Mm-hmm. I did take Pat Mahomes because I got him in round two. He slipped a little bit. You sort of have to be able to read your draft people, too. Are they going to take quarterbacks early? Are they not? Mahomes went to round two. I thought he slipped a little bit. I grabbed him there. Didn't work out for me, though.
Yeah. I mean,
what happens. Yeah. But anyway, there's a great comment from the chat room. Gregory Castillo, a longtime Goon Squad member, so thank you, Gregory. He's got a great comment here. He said he's going Nick Mullins once Gucci is gone from San Fran.
I was just going to say, what am I, crazy? I'm not taking Josh Allen. I'm taking Gucci because he's going to go late. Unless he has a really nice end to the season here, he's probably going to rise his draft stock for next year. So maybe I should hope that he doesn't have such a great end of the season.
There are so many good quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, really, that's why you don't need. And I probably wouldn't mind having Garoppolo if I was able to grab him in round 12, round 14 next year. What do I care? Carson Wentz is going to drop like a stone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.